On today's show, we'll be going over the trip that I recently took to Walt Disney World, and there might be a couple of other things to discuss in between there. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 483 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is John, and I am joined by my faithful co-host, Adam. What's up, everybody? You are faithful, correct? I don't have to worry about you cheating on me with another podcast.
No, I would never. I wouldn't think of it.
If I sound a little bit like, what's that guy's name? Michael something, Scott something. I can't remember his name. Wincott.
I was going to say Michael Scott.
Michael Wincott. Michael Wincott, I think is his name.
Oh, okay.
He, back in the day, he used to play in a lot of things. He was most notably the main villain in The Crow, I think.
And, okay.
Yeah, let me do a quick impression. I can't quite do it, but.
Don't strain your voice anymore.
Yeah, don't give it a little. I already sound a little bit like him without having to try, so. But I'm good enough, I think, to go, right? I mean, it should be a fun,
I think,
fun show.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when we recorded our last show, I had actually just returned, but we had not yet discussed your Run Disney Run, so we did that. Mm-hmm. Right. And so now it's my turn. Not to run Disney, but it's my turn to talk, I guess. We'll talk as much as possible.
Just came back
from the world of Disney, not the store. Yeah. The actual Disney World. So this is the trip we're originally going to go on in October when Hurricane, was it Helene? Was that the one? I'm trying to remember.
Hurricane, I think that was Harriet?
No, it wasn't Harriet.
Wasn't that? I know, I was kidding. That was a little Easter egg for someone.
But when that one came through, we probably could have gone, but alas, we still managed to get the hurricane cancellation policy that they do, so.
Nice.
It didn't cost us really anything. I say really because I had put insurance on it, so I did still lose that, even though, because I didn't need it, since it was a hurricane cancellation.
I see.
So we ended up saying, well, we could reschedule for MLK weekend, pretty much. That way the kids don't miss too much school time, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be a little bit busier weekend than it has been in more recent years, I think. Partially due to, COVID recovery. I think it's fully recovered, and obviously we're in full swing now, pretty much. No restrictions. They're even bringing back free dining this year, or something we thought was going to be a thing of the past, right?
Yeah.
Once upon a time. So it's almost like pre-2020 in some ways. Not always.
Gosh. I mean, the Little Mermaid show's coming back, which is like the last thing.
That was the last thing, right?
So yeah. I'm going to be back to normal, maybe?
I guess. I don't think it's ever going to be normal ever again, but, it is what it is.
Yeah. There is no normal anymore.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
Although, I will say this. Our trip overall, it was a fun trip. It was actually really good. Didn't get to do everything we set out to do. My 6-year-old just barely met the height marker for 48 inches this time.
Nice.
So we're trying to get her in some of those rides, but it was just hard to do it and not have to wait like 120 minutes or what have you for said rides. Because Rockin' actually did get up to that high while we were there.
Yeah.
Stayed at Wilderness Lodge. This was, for me, it was the first time in like a decade. My wife and kids had never stayed there. We had a Copper Creek studio, which is essentially rooms that used to just be Wilderness Lodge rooms.
Right.
But they
converted
them, yeah. Which those rooms, I don't know, compared to some of the other deluxes, I've always felt like were a tad bit on the small side as far as the actual, like, where the beds are and everything.
Well, which we were used to the Polynesian rooms growing up, so.
Right. Yeah. Even their hallways are not quite as wide as the Poly. At least not the, we'll call it the Poly expansion of the old days.
Right.
Well, like a Wahoo and
yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
Former names. Wahoo is now Tokelau's for those that are modern days. But those buildings, there's three buildings on the, I guess that would be the east side of the Polynesian property that are slightly larger than the original ones. So yeah. There's that.
Big rooms, though.
Yeah, and their hallways were bigger, too. That was another thing.
Mm. Yes.
That was very wide.
Not as big as Beast Club, though. Those hallways are massive. The villas, the villa side, anyway. I don't know about the hotel side. If you've been on the villa side, those hallways are massive. You could, like, I don't know, you could, like, fit a family of four standing side by side in those hallways. I don't know why they made those so wide, but hey, you know, it's good. But anyway,
Alan.
We had a room. It ended up being on the sixth floor, which, you know, typically my wife doesn't really like being up too high. She's kind of gotten over it a little bit now that the kids are a little bit older, so it's not as big a deal, but still would prefer lower floors, but we were good with it. It was fine. It was actually pretty good.
Nice view.
Yeah, it was a good view. You saw that. Mm-hmm. And I think I posted it on our Instagram for those that are following us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I even said the room number, so that way, you know, if you ever want that one, you can probably look for it or something in that general area. One thing with our trips, I don't know what it is. We always have somebody that has some sort of a incident or some kind of sickness comes up or something. Seems like anytime we go anywhere. You've probably heard some of the escapades before.
Yeah, you've had stories.
Yeah. Like, I know that we have now officially visited two different urgent cares in that area. And a long time ago, when Maddie was pretty much, what was she? She was not even quite two. We ended up visiting the emergency room there, or like the ER there, thinking there was something up that turned out to just be night terrors.
Right, right.
So we got to ride an ambulance there. I mean, we've had all kind of things, whatever, come up.
Right.
We went to Texas last year. We thought Olivia had swallowed a sharp piece of plastic and ended up visiting the ER in Fort Worth.
Oh, wow.
So you don't remember that part of it? I told it, I'm sure, on the show, but it's been over 6 months.
I forgot that one. Yeah.
It's been over 6 months. I'm pretty sure I said it in the episode.
Okay.
So, but there's always a reason. So she had been a little bit under the weather and, of course, wanted to make sure she was okay. Didn't really have anything too serious before we left. So we went to an urgent care here the night before. Everything tested negative. They went ahead and took a culture, so they should have the results, I think, not the next day, but the day after, like Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those were negative, by the way, when it was just to jump ahead on that.
Right.
But they had already called like a antibiotic in for her to take just in case it was, because she thought from looking at her throat that it was likely strep, even though it came back negative two different times, the second time being the culture.
Mm.
So she has prescription in for stuff. So I tried to go by and pick it up that night at the 24-hour when they were out of it. She said until Monday.
Of course.
So what we did was, it was at a CVS. So I was thinking, you know, along the way, I was like, I guarantee you there's a CVS in the area. We'll just have it transferred there and go pick it up there. Which is what we did. We got that arranged.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up doing the one in Windermere. I didn't really realize when you look at a map just how close the Windermere area is to the Disney property until you drive it.
Right above it.
It's pretty close.
Bay Lake, too. Not Bay Lake. Of course, Bay Lake.
Yeah.
I meant Bay Hill.
Bay Hill,
golf course is so close.
And, of course, I was telling my wife when we were driving through there because she didn't know. I was like, you know, this is where Tiger Woods grew up, or who was originally from, is here. I don't know if he still lives there now. He might.
I don't think he lives there anymore. I think he lives in, like,
Jupiter. Yeah, I don't think he does. But that's where he grew up, right? Or that's where he spent...
I think he grew up in Southern California, but he did live there at Lake Nona or whatever it was. Isleworth. Which one's the one that's in Windermere? Isleworth?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway. He did live there.
It was a nice area, in my opinion. Yep. And the CVS that we stopped at was literally only normally like 15 minutes to the, it was like 15 minutes to the resort. So we were super close, but apparently there was a wreck on this road that would normally get us there. Reams Road, I think, is the name of it.
Yeah.
It's really close.
Reams.
There was a wreck somewhere just on the other side of it. So we were kind of jammed up. At some point, when it finally cleared our way enough, we could turn off. Ended up going back to, I think, is it what, 492? Is that the road? The one where you basically get back to Western Way.
No, 429?
429. I don't know why I said 492. Yeah. 429.
Right.
I had a little dyslexia there.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that road. And came in basically from the Western Way onto the property to get there. Huh. So And not only that, there was traffic for some reason on Western Way. And from what I could gather, there was a bus that was in the turning lane to Coronado Springs. It looked like it had its flashers on. So I think it must have been down. It must have been broke down. Gosh. So it backed traffic up there. So I mean, wow. It was just one of those things. Anyway, getting there. But we still got there in a decent hour.
Okay.
You know, got checked in at the Wilderness Lodge. Everything went pretty smooth.
Yeah.
So not too long after getting stuff in, went down to the boat dock and went over to Magic Kingdom, taking the boat up there. And that's one thing that's nice about staying at one of those resorts is you have an option for transportation outside of bus, at least to Magic Kingdom, which the ferry over there or the boat's actually pretty nice from Wilderness Lodge.
If you're not in a hurry, it's very lovely to take the boat over. Yeah.
Didn't drive, by the way, on any of these. I took Disney transportation the whole time.
You took buses too?
Yeah. Bad to wait either. The buses we got on both were like either newly refurbished or new or something because they were like very new feeling and had that new bus smell, I guess, or the new smell of something on the inside. So, but yeah, both times we used one. So anyway, we went to Magic Kingdom that evening. First time for Tiana's for us. Right. I had actually planned this out. I had gotten the Lightning Lane in advance for the time period when I knew we were going to be there, right? The hour that I knew we were going to be there. Then I also had the boarding group in my pocket from that morning. I just went ahead and did it anyway, just in case. We didn't actually end up using the second ride on it because we wanted to do other things. We just had it so in case we wanted to or we could have.
Right. Not a bad thing, yeah.
Yeah. When we got there in the Lightning Lane, it was not that bad in either case, really. I could see the queue, the boarding group queue. It was not too bad. I feel like it probably, like you say, if Splash were still there, it would have been even lighter just because it was January. But because Tiana's is still relatively new, it still kept the crowd up just a little bit.
Right.
But still.
What was the weather that day?
Trying to think. That night, it was probably still in like maybe the 60s. Okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Because it had reached like 70, I think, that day. So I think by the evening, it was probably in the 60s.
So, okay. So not terrible, but yeah it was been cold. But
and you gotta think, the wind's always blowing, so it makes it a little cooler than it.
Yeah.
You know, the feel is always a little colder, no matter what the temperature.
Yeah. And then knowing you're going to get wet is like, that's why.
Yeah, so it's a turnoff for some folks.
Yeah.
Like in the past, like the water rides in Disney, like the ones that were established, you know, like Splash and Kali River Rapids, their wait times like reduced drastically during those times.
Which that was a news story recently was for the next few weeks, the Tiana's is closing early. Didn't they say that?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah, there was one day it was closing really early.
Yeah.
And then there were some other ones in which it was closing just somewhat early.
Mm.
I think maybe they're taking advantage of the lower crowds or the cooler weather to hopefully fix some things.
Right. Make it run.
Which is what I'm about to get to. From my count, no Tiana's mouths were moving of the animatronics prior to the final scene. Her mouth was moving in the final scene. All the other scenes, her mouth didn't move. She moved, but her mouth didn't move. Every last one. Yeah. Lewis was working fine. His mouth was moving. I had seen video where he didn't move before.
Yeah.
If there were other stuff along that path that was subtle, so I didn't notice it. The only one other than that, the screen that has Mama Odie right before you go up the big lift hill, it was like just totally blank. Like it was not even on.
Yeah, that's sad.
So I don't know what was up with that.
The final scene? What about that?
The final scene, I didn't notice anything.
Okay.
But then again, there's so much going on there. I may have missed something. You know, you never know. I could probably miss one that was not properly working. And I was actually taking my camera on the ride, but where it kind of messed up is since we had a little bit of a wait right there before you go to the final scene, it had gone to sleep. So when I hit the button to wake it up, it didn't start recording, of course. So I forgot to hit the record part like a second time. I noticed it like after we got through the final scene, right? So the only other part I got was right at the end where Mama Odie was not working.
Oh.
Juju was working perfectly.
Was she still talking?
her voice, her voice track was working, but she was completely she was completely motionless. You could still hear Juju.
Right.
Oh no.
But she was completely motionless.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty crippled first ride.
On
the animatronic wise. It was still fun. I mean, because the thing is, it still has the same feel in a lot of ways, just because of stuff you remember about the other ride. The only thing that's changed is the scenery, right?
Right. The ride itself, obviously, is...
Yeah, but some of the effects in there, you know, a little different. But some of it feels familiar, like the scene before you go to the first drop-off in there. You know, there's still a lot of greenery that when I was looking up at it, and I'm like, I bet some of this has still been left behind from Splash when they had the trees, you know,
right before
they get to the part where, you know, he's saying there's nothing but bees in here, that little drop.
All right. Could be.
When you were leading up to that, I was like, I bet some of this was recycled and reused. Maybe not, but it kind of looked like it would be. You know, I was looking at stuff like that. But anyway, overall, I mean, it's a good attraction. I think we all enjoyed it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this way. I'm going to put it in the category with Remy, like it's enjoyable, but it's not one you're going to knock down the door and wait a long time for type deal.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably only do it with Lightning Lane because I almost only do stuff with Lightning Lane too anyway. But
well, yeah, that's the kind of how you got to operate nowadays, it seems, right? So
yeah, but I think it would be, as long as it's not cold, I would probably do it every time. My kids love it. So
okay, so the other one we had right after that was I had a Lightning Lane for Mansion, but everybody was hungry, so it worked out that we got something at Columbia Harbor House because we were able to eat, and then not long after is the window for, you know, Mansion that we already had, so we used that Lightning Lane.
Nice.
It worked out good. Nothing broken in Mansion that I saw.
Did you stop for...
Didn't even stop. Yeah, no, it didn't even stop for... It's impressive. Right?
Little spooks didn't interrupt?
I don't think so. Oh, you know what? I take that back. It was very brief, but it was... Where were we? I think we were in the graveyard, but it was very brief. Very brief. Didn't last long at all.
Yeah. Just letting somebody on or off.
Probably.
Needed more time.
Yeah. But after that, when we got out, it was actually time for Happily Ever After. It was already going. So we kind of stopped for a minute and watched a little bit of that.
From the hub area?
Basically, just right outside of Mansion, pretty much. You know, you can, they have that little area around the corner that you can see now where you can go to Rapunzel that they opened up.
Oh, yeah.
So the Rapunzel bathrooms. Yeah. You know, right around the time that was over with, you know, people are still somewhat cleared out. So we just walked right on basically to Small World because it was right there and did it. Decided to do PhilharMagic for the first time in a while because we had not seen the Coco scene. It's been a while since I've done that. So the rest of the stuff we had over there, we had Lightning Lanes 4. And I was able to get quite a few in the last hour of operation to fall in line. So I did manage to get a Pan in the last hour of operation, a Jungle Cruise. I already had a Pirates. Not that it was really needed at that point, but you know, it was one of the ones I had to choose initially.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never got rid of it. But it was a fun evening over there. I mean, doing those and everything. Doing Jungle Cruise at night. I've done it before, but it's been a minute.
Yeah, I like doing it at night.
It's just neat to do it at night. Just, you know, say you've done it pretty much. But I actually kind of prefer the daytime show.
Well, you can see more, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different. So, if you want something different, it's not bad.
Yeah, if you want something a little different. But did have an awkward situation there. It's funny. We were coming up to our boat, and the person had asked us how many. You know, we had to wait right there. But then the boat that we didn't get on, there was not another boat coming up behind it. So they had to kind of awkwardly wait, because they can't let that one go until there's one at least, in sight, or about to let someone else off. But it took longer than usual for some reason for the next boat to come up. I don't know what happened or what took place or how the timing got off. But the person in front of us just so happened, when we talked about where we were from, she mentioned Pine Mountain, Georgia, because her boyfriend apparently works in the circus show at Callaway Gardens. I was like, oh yeah, we know about that. We've seen that. It was just kind of weird that we had that connection, that it was, you know,
Small world.
Right, small world. Small world of Jungle Cruise.
So you were out standing on the dock for a long time?
Right there before getting it. Not a super long time, but, you know, it was just weird that the skipper had to make up a bunch of stuff to try to keep the, you know, the jokes right. going for a while there, and she ran out of material before they even left the dock.
That would be my worst fear as a skipper.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we have to sit here for a while. We're getting stuck right before exiting.
What did the skipper do who was on the boat that sank that time?
A good question.
Did you just keep the jokes going, or?
Yeah.
Or just like panic and swim?
It's probably like they just make more jokes when they're uncomfortable. That's what they're used to at this point.
Yeah. Are they your swimming instructor?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, so before the end of the night, we're either going to try to do a last minute, possibly for Mine Train, or because that was the one we're closest to, right? I did have a lightning lane for Pooh that was late, so we went and did Pooh. But right after we were done with Pooh,
right,
they just were ready to go, pretty much. You know, it was late. It had been a long day at that point. I know Olivia for sure had been up since 5:30 that morning.
Oh yeah, it's a long day.
So she's usually the one that easily goes to sleep in the car, but for whatever reason, I don't think she even slept like the first wink in the car. I don't know what happened there. But she usually will go to sleep like between here and Walmart or something. So, but this trip, I don't even think she slept a wink. Go figure on that one. So the next day we had Hollywood Studios. I did have stuff. This is where I kind of learned a lesson. This was like a lightning lane type lesson that I probably heard this stuff and just in the heat of the moment wasn't thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I had lined up was Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a Slinky, but the Slinky was later. That was my first one, basically, of the day that was Lightning Lane. So I have all four of us booked for that. Lynn and Maddie decided they don't want to do it. I mean, Lynn didn't really want to do it. For whatever reason, Maddie followed suit. She didn't come with us, so it was just me and Olivia. But we still had that. Like, I should have, if I had been thinking about this, I should have at least tapped them in whenever I went. Because this is what I'm about to get at. You have to tap in at your first place of the day before making any changes, whatever, right? It's kind of like it unlocks it. Stupid, in my opinion. But, I mean, I get it, I guess.
You should be able to manually, like, unlock them. But
Yeah, I even went to the guest experience team to do that, to figure that part out. Because I thought, while I was in line for a tower, that I got a rockin' for Olivia and I. At 1:30 until we tapped and realized that it was not 1:30. It was like 8 something. So I did end up like dropping that one, but I couldn't book anything else. And it was all because the other two people had not tapped in or something like that.
Yeah.
So I had to pick a new one, I think, or something like that. Or I had to modify it. I can't remember what it was, how you had to do it. But ultimately what I did was they were over there getting like their face painted in that area. So I ran all the way over to Muppets because it was one I could get right then and there, right? And just tapped everybody in and walked away. Right. We had already seen the Muppets a little bit earlier already, by the way. We did say goodbye to Muppets.
Yeah.
Of course, the store wasn't open. Is the store ever open anymore? Is it going to be closed permanently now, probably?
Yeah, I haven't seen the store open for a while.
Well, we kind of tried to look, but I'm like, the store may be permanently closed now from the looks of it, the way it looked.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that. I had a similar problem with our lightning lanes one day where it was Hollywood Studios, but my wife didn't go with us that morning. She stayed in the room and it was just me and the kids. And we didn't tap, obviously, her magic band in, but I was able to modify her onto a Magic Kingdom lightning lane, and she was fine on that one. But when I tried to book a new one after that, it wouldn't let her book it. And it was like, because when I went to guest experience, they were like, well, has she tapped into Star Tours? I was like, no, it was this morning. And so I booked her on it, even though I knew she wasn't going to be there that morning. But obviously you have to, she has to tap into that one to get it. But I had modified one of the other two to Magic Kingdom, so it worked there. But once you get to Magic Kingdom, you're stuck unless they guess experience unlocks it for you.
See, in my case, if I had been thinking about it at the time, I could have very easily taken care of that problem because the way I had been operating this whole time is I was using my phone. We didn't even take any bands with us or get any new bands. Mm. So I've been using my phone for everything.
Yeah, you could have.
I've been using my phone for admission, so I could very easily just have tapped all four with my phone. That works really well now, by the way, compared to how it once did, especially the door unlock.
Oh yeah, we use.
Yeah, once upon a time that was shoddy, but you can basically use your mobile device for everything. I kind of like that actually. But use it for admission. You can use. I mean, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things you have to think about nowadays, though. If you have to use the. You have to tap into that first ride. Everybody can be there or use a lightning lane at any point during the day. They have to be there for that first one or you have to tap in there.
Yeah.
Their band.
You have to lie.
Essentially, yeah.
But anyway, speaking of which, though, her first ride, that was her first ride on Tower. And that was, I don't know if you saw the picture. It's on my Disney Experience.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But she enjoyed that. I mean, she's the thrill seeker anyway.
Right.
So that's why I was really disappointed I didn't get her on Rockin', because I was like, it might have been the last time while it's still called Rockin'.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really needed to figure out a way to get there one more time, even if it's over a weekend or something, just to do that.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, they haven't announced the closing of that one yet, have they? They're not.
No, they haven't, but.
This month,
you know, it's got to be sometime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the other ones have been announced. You know, like Muppets. What was it?
June 7th for Muppets.
Yeah. We're working the news in as we go.
Just pop
the major news.
May 20th for Mono Roses, which.
Yeah. I've never eaten there. I've almost eaten there a couple of times, but I never have. I know you have.
Yeah. We ate there last year too, and it was.
Yeah,
not bad, but you know, what I'm gonna miss the most is the old MGM Studios kind of memorabilia that's in there.
There's
a cool picture of George Lucas, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher in there in front of Star Tours that I hope survives somewhere, gets moved somewhere.
Oh yeah, surely a lot of that stuff's gonna be moved or something.
I hope, but there's very little places for it to go, right? Where it would make sense.
So the restaurant itself is going away. It's not going to be, is that one going to be changed into a Monsters, Inc. themed food place?
That one might be where the sushi place is, just because the restaurant's already there. They might be able to repurpose the location. You reuse the kitchen, but that would be my guess.
Yeah.
Or Pizza Rizzo will be converted into it. I don't know.
So as far as like everything there, we actually got to do pretty much everything we wanted with the exception of Rockin', and we didn't even try to do anything with Rise.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, it's not that Rise is a good attraction, but what you have to go through to get on it versus the experience is, it just doesn't equal out. I'm sorry. Not after you've done it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't equal out.
The hassle.
And either have to spend a bunch of money or you have to wait a long time. I mean, that's the two options.
And we tried, I tried to rope drop it that day with my kids, and it had a delayed opening. And I realized they, at some point, we went and rode Slinky and then went over to Rise, and it sort of was open, but I realized they just let people in the queue and nobody was moving. So, like, okay, this is not worth the effort of. So we just abandoned it. So.
I think your bottom line least expensive option is try it in the last hour, and even then it's a gamble because you don't know if it's going to be up by the time you get there. So,
because I have tried that,
but that's what I would do.
It broke down, and I never got to ride it. But at least you would get the. Hopefully, they still would give you the any time for the next day.
Yeah,
the golden ticket, which I hope is still a golden ticket.
Well, speaking of that. That's for something for a little later, but I did have an experience at Epcot in which one converted, but it wouldn't work on the one attraction we wanted it for. So, but anyway, I'll get to that here shortly. So I did get to get lightning lanes at decent times for Smuggler's Run, Swirling Saucers, Toy Story Mania. So we did all that stuff. And of course we had Slinkies from earlier. I think I moved Slinky up just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
From where it originally was, but not much. Slinky Dog, always a fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
Managed to get one for a Runaway in a decent time frame. Yeah, I mean, it was a good day at Hollywood Studios overall. We did get to do a lot, even though there was that little bit of disappointment and frustration at some points. But overall, still a fun day, a good time. When we came back to the resort, it was probably 9-ish that I had gotten some food over at
Geyser Point.
Over at Geyser Point. And I did mobile order it. I didn't actually go and sit down there and eat. I mobile ordered it. The only thing I would say about that is if you're mobile ordering there, go ahead and check in a little bit before you head that direction, because as they fail to tell you before you say before you get there and say you're here, it says that it's going to take about as long as if you had sat down and ordered it, because they cook it fresh, right?
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. You can afford at that one to check in early.
Right.
Yeah. If you really want to. Okay.
Right.
So, but it was not that bad. I got to hang out down there and check out the scenery and some of the stuff from there. It's got a beautiful view. If you got some of the seats, it's on the water side. You know, things like that.
Electric water pageant, I imagine, was out there.
It wasn't out there at that time. It doesn't make it out there until after 9:30, I think.
Oh, yeah.
On that side. Which we could see from our room, by the way, because it was the last night we were there. We could see a portion of it from the room. Uh-huh. It was like starting with like the last jumping fish you could see, and then the dinosaur, and then the crocodile, and then the King Triton. You could see those directly from our room.
Still love that.
Because of the angle there, you know. That we had. There's probably some rooms you could see the whole thing, obviously, but not ours.
Right.
But you could hear it very well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the sound echoes in that area you were in, too.
That's how I knew it had pulled up, though. We didn't even have the door open there. You could still hear it well enough to know that it was happening.
You knew exactly what it was.
Yeah. Nice. So anyway, I did get the bison burger.
Right. And your burgers?
I'm not really a big fan. It's funny. I eat things like lettuce and tomato, but I don't like them on my burger. So I held the garden.
Okay.
Honestly, I wish now, I mean, I'm not the biggest onion fan, but if they're cooked, I actually can tolerate them. And there were grilled onions supposed to be on it. I kind of wish I hadn't put that on there. But late at night, I didn't want to really do that. Well, so I left that off too. But
probably a good choice, though.
Yeah. So, but it did have the sauce. I did basically have the sauce and everything else on it. And I really feel like I think it's Marionberry is the sauce that's on it.
Okay.
Which is basically a hybrid, is it blackberry, I think, type of that. But yeah, it's a really good sauce. I think the stuff that they put like that on it is really what makes the burger, because the bison itself, I mean, I was like, it just tasted like bison. I mean, it was nothing.
Right.
But I think the sauces that the mixture that they put on there actually makes the flavor of the burger. And I got to say, it is among the, if not the best on property when it comes to burgers. So,
okay.
Now, if you combine it with the price, is it the best value for a good burger? Probably not. But I mean, it's still, you know, it's worth trying at least once, I would say.
I would say
it's a $25 burger. I mean, it's kind of, it's on up there as far as burgers go.
For a burger, yes. It is, but yeah.
So, yeah.
I would try it.
But it was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I got Maddie a flatbread from there because she was still hungry. So she had that. I ended up eating some of that like the next day or one in the morning. I think we saved it because it was leftover. Pizza, you can always, you know.
Yeah.
We did get the resort mugs this time. We had brought K-cups because typically you can find a Keurig in the rooms, but this one actually had a regular coffee pot for some reason. I don't know why that would be, but.
A DVC room that didn't have a Keurig? That's interesting.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if they, maybe it broke and they had to replace it with a regular one or something, but.
Interesting. All right.
So I ended up just getting those. I said, you know what? The resort mugs, and what is it, like 22, I think, or something a piece. I'm probably going to get my money's worth out of this, you know, refilling this, if nothing else, for coffee in the morning, because I just went and got it, because for my wife.
Oh, yeah.
I just ran down there and got coffee first thing in the morning, and I had myself one and had her one, and. One thing I noticed is that the coffee makers and the tea makers don't utilize the chip or whatever, only the soft drink machines. So You could probably get away with taking the for those drinks. You could probably get away with getting stolen coffee is pretty much what they're. You'll probably get away with that as long as they don't change the design too much.
Right.
But anyway, just a little tip there. If you get your coffee, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the dark roast Joffrey's one though.
Really?
That they always have in the big quick service spots.
I love Gold Peak tea, so they have that everywhere.
Yeah.
Even the unsweet Gold Peak tea is really good. Of course, I drink unsweet anyway a lot, but yeah. I don't know if you've ever tried it. But Gold Peak, I really enjoy. I like
Gold
the fact
Peak
they have that.
Before, but yeah, it's the Joffrey, the coffee. I like Joffrey's coffee. I just don't love the dark French roast one.
They do. It was fine for me.
It's fine, but it's
It was good. Choice. But you know, if you put it under the soda like we did, it's actually still good right now. It's still good through February the 2nd. So if anybody's going to want a cup,
email us.
Yeah. Very, very quickly, though. It's going to be soon before it runs out.
By the time this is released, it'll be too late. So
yeah, it probably will be.
Oh, well.
Actually, yeah, it will have come and gone by the time you hear this, right? Oops. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So anyway, that was the Hollywood Studios day. Fun day there. We enjoyed. I'm trying to think if there's anything in particular about that. You know, with having a 9 and a 6-year-old, you kind of do need a stroller, but we didn't take one for everything. So we just rented one at the park and we did a 2-day one since we know we're going to use it the next day and just kept the receipt. So, and pick one up for that, for the park parts.
Yeah, so those newer strollers are better than the really crappy ones they used.
Not bad. Yeah, they're not bad at all. They get the job done for something like this. So,
yeah.
So the next day we did Epcot. So we didn't do Animal Kingdom this time. I was going to try to work it in and hop there, but time just didn't really work out, truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
Epcot, we did go there via bus. And this was the day that it was like 90% chance of thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So we did have to endure that a little bit. But it turned out to be not too bad radar-wise after, you know, it was mostly around, I think, 11 or 12 was the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have our lightning lane for Guardians at like 11:20 to 12:20. So we did have to get there during the storm in order to do that, right?
Hmm.
I did have both for that day. I did have a lightning lane and a boarding group for Guardians.
Right. You can do it twice.
Oh, one thing at the end of Hollywood Studios, Mandy had come across her autograph book from when she was one, almost two. She wanted to get autographs.
Mm-hmm.
We get in line. This was late on the Hollywood Studios night. So we get in line for what's the name of the one over there where Mickey's a sorcerer and Minnie's like a Hollywood type. I can't think of the name of it. Something like that. Carpet of Dreams, Dreams Carpet. Anyway. It didn't have that long of a line, really. Got in there.
Yeah.
So sometimes. We there, and I get in line, though, and it's like, I was trying to get her to find a place for Minnie to sign. It's like, y'all have, like, written all in this thing. Why don't you tell me this before now? We could have gotten another one. So we found one place that was basically clean except for one mark. And so she signed that one. And she had Mickey from before, so we didn't bother getting Mickey's. We just got the picture with him. You may have seen those photos in Photo Pass.
Right.
So that was interesting there on top of that. So we didn't get that. Yeah. So she just got in this thing where she wanted to get autographs. So on the Epcot day, I originally had a space 220, but since she was really wanting to get autographs, I switched us to a Garden Grill dinner and to do that. Which was good, by the way. It's been a while since I've done the dinner part there. It was good.
You know, what's different? I'm trying to remember what all they had for the dinner.
In comparison to breakfast? Your array of vegetables, like your green beans, your mashed potatoes, your mac and cheese.
Is it like meats again, like roast beef?
The meats are, the beef is very similar to what you get at breakfast. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, which is good.
It's the best meat on the plate, right?
Yeah.
But you also get turkey as the other meat that you get there.
Okay. All right.
And then I want to say there was corn, if I'm not mistaken. And then you get dessert at the end.
What was the dessert? Because obviously the sticky bun or whatever for breakfast is really good.
Yeah. So the dessert, you had an option. What was it? It was pretty good size. You could get apple pie.
Oh, okay.
It was apple pie that was decent size. Apple pie with ice cream.
Mm.
I think they had something else that they gave them. I can't recall what it was now for some reason. But she got, you know, more autographs there. We actually got a new book before then. Right. So she got more autographs there. Pluto, Chippendale, and Mickey.
Yeah.
That's and the other thing that's fun, I mean, you got a good array of characters, but it's also fun to turn and there's the attraction. Yeah. There's Living with the Land there, you know, so.
Right. Different scenes.
But that was later that evening. So we did get to do Guardians earlier in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
One Way or Another was our first track. That seems to be the popular one that we always get. That's the second time I think I've gotten that one.
Mm.
However, you know, we did do the... I didn't get the boarding group in the morning because I missed it, but I did get the 1 p.m. one. So we had another time for... It was pretty late in the evening. It ended up being pretty late in the evening. But we did go back. And that time, we got September. That's the first time I got in that one. That was pretty cool.
Nice, yeah. It's a fun one.
But yeah, it was. That's like the family's favorite ride, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's so good.
It is. It's just, it's really good. It is among the best attractions on the whole property, but it's definitely the best one at Epcot now. So,
yeah.
We got to do some of the usual stuff. I got a good fast pass, lightning lane time for Soarin', and we got to do Soarin'.
Oh, you saw the straight Apple Tower.
Yes, I did. I got to see the one that's not so crooked.
The improved.
Right. Yeah, it was good. And we were not in the middle, so I could actually see that it was, you know, I could tell the difference, we'll say.
Right.
Soarin' Around the World's kind of grown on me a little bit compared to what it was. I still think the original's better, but Soarin' Around the World is a good ride.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we got to do Living with the Land. That's like, as adult, it's like a favorite now for whatever reason. Yes. I don't know. I think it shows that we're getting older. Right, that's one of our favorite things. Yes. Is Living with the Land.
Yeah.
Now, we did get to do Journey of Water, so I don't go through all of the, you know, the old attractions here. I'm hopefully keeping this somewhat fresh.
Right.
We did get to do Mission Space Green, although I think my youngest one wanted to try out Orange, but I'm like, yeah, no. Just because, not that I wouldn't let you do it, but someone has to go with you, and no.
Yeah, it's not going to be me. Not this time.
So anyway, nope. It was actually while we were in Mission Space that it really poured down and people just gathered in that shop, pretty much.
Right.
That's where I actually ran into and saw Paging Mr. Morrow on YouTube, you know, his YouTube channel. You heard of him? His name's Nate. Yeah. I actually saw him.
Oh, yeah.
There. We just kind of exchanged the distant, like, head nod pleasantries.
Right.
So I didn't actually, like, talk to him. So, because it was, I was actually, had at that point when I saw him, I had run outside to get the stroller and run back in, and he was coming out. So, Mission Space. And he had someone with him. So I didn't just, like, stop and say anything, really, but I probably could have. But
yeah, probably.
We just did the, and I had my Traveling with a Mouse shirts on most of the time where I was there, like different ones.
Yeah.
And we were on the bus. I can't remember if it was to Epcot or to Hollywood Studios. I happened to pass somebody who it was he, and I'm assuming his girlfriend. I just happened to notice looking, and I didn't say anything, but they mentioned something about the shirt.
Oh, okay.
And I heard her, I can read lips, obviously. I don't know if they were listeners and they actually recognized. If you were, I mean, thank you for listening. Or if you knew of this, but you just didn't want to say anything, that's fine. But yes, if you remember that day on the bus and you do regularly listen to this, yes, that was me. I was not just a fan of the show. I actually am on the show.
Right.
So if you do listen, then thank you.
Maybe they were trying to figure out that to see. Is that one?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe so. They may have, if they listened regularly, they heard I was coming, so they probably, would have known. Yeah, because I have, of our shirts, I have enough to wear, I had enough to wear every day, let's put it that way. So I did.
Yeah.
All right, that guy was a little off track from where I was. Where did I leave off?
Journey
of Water.
Oh, yeah, Journey of
Water. This is the first time we got to do Journey of Water. Here's the thing that happened there. It was fun. I enjoyed it. And the kids enjoyed it. My youngest, who is YOLO, right?
Yes.
It was not exactly the warmest day, but at the end, you know, where like Tamatoa is and everything, there's these like motion activated things that spring up, and she ended up getting completely drenched in that area, and we had no extra clothes with us.
Oh boy.
So what ended up being the mission after that was we... Obviously, close to there is the seas, right? So we ended up going into that gift shop and basically buying a towel and then cover her up with the towel.
Like dry her off. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much let her dry off. And she outfit? Had like an axolotl hat too, by the way, in there. So we got that. And so what we do after this is we kind of work our way toward, what's the name of the shop now? It used to be Mouse Gears.
Creation.
Creations. Yeah. So we go in there and of course shop for clothes for her to get something. Mm-hmm. So we end up getting her some clothes that she can wear, some like sweatpants. Cause like I said, it was a little cooler, like mini sweatpants and sweatshirt pretty much.
Yeah.
But she really enjoyed Journey of Water. I actually really enjoyed Journey of Water. It's something I would make a point to go into on a regular basis personally. I mean, that's just me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun.
It is cool.
To go through there.
Was it day in the day or at night when you did?
It was in the day. Oh, the it was day. Probably, I don't know, early afternoon, I should say.
Yeah.
But it was overcast most of that day and the weather was cooling off a bit.
Yeah. It's always so, yeah.
So one ride that we were kept looking at to try and get maybe a lightning lane for that just never would drop was Ratatouille, or I never could get one to stick for whatever reason.
Same for me. I never could get it to book.
Yeah, I never could get it to stick the whole day. And then it went down at the end of the night. So there you go.
So I would, my recommendation is book that one at the 7-day mark and just take every time you get it.
I would have thought I could have got it to drop, but it's apparently a hard one to get, even though it has a drop.
Yeah,
it does. It's still hard to actually catch it, it seems.
Yep, I've had a hard time with that one for whatever reason.
And it might have been the lack of other rides that contributed to it because not only was Test Strike down, but so was Grand Fiesta Tour. Right. And it just so happens this particular day, Frozen only opened for like an hour or two in the morning, and then it went down and it stayed down the rest of the day.
Yikes.
So that took away a lot of capacity for Epcot.
Right. Everybody started going to Ratatouille.
So yeah, that made a big difference. We did Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank the Phoenicians yet again, which I looks like I have plenty of time to thank the Phoenicians.
Right. Yeah, they're not changing that, don't they? It was increased CapEx, but
so we had a fun day at Epcot. It was getting near obviously the last thing we did was the second Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it turned out to be somewhat later.
Yeah.
Would have stayed for Luminous, but once again, the kids were kind of worn out, so we just didn't.
Yeah.
And on the way back, instead of walking all the way to the bus, I was thinking, I was like, you know, we could get up here on the monorail, have a nice little ride to get back to that area. It's going to take jumping a couple of transportations, but we'll get breaks in between because of how long the ride is. That's what I was thinking, right? So we took the Epcot monorail back to Transportation and Ticket Center, then swept over to a resort monorail and rode that until Contemporary, and then got off there and took the boat to Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, so, okay.
Like I said, it took some working around and took longer than if we had just taken the bus, but we didn't really want to walk because the bus station at Epcot is not convenient.
It's not that convenient.
It's really not. And I got to tell you, basically all forms of transportation at Hollywood Studios is less convenient than it used to be. And when I looked at it, like all, because they moved the buses further away than what they used to be.
Not the Skyliner
station's not that close. I mean, it's somewhat closer, but it's not that close. The buses are like right there with the Skyliner station almost.
Yeah.
So
it's not that far to well, of course, the Hollywood Studios boat is like forever away too.
I got to think, I was like, the boat's actually the closest one, even though it has that dock, you know, the area that you have to walk up there. But at least it's right there at the entrance.
I don't think the Skyliner is that far, but
I just feel like all the transportation, like compared to where the bus stops used to be for Hollywood Studios, that was literally right there. You know, you know what I'm talking about? The old bus stops was literally right there. It was just as convenient as, say, the handicap parking at Hollywood Studios once upon a time. And now it's not.
But preferred parking at Hollywood Studios, too, because it's basically right by the Skyliner station as well. But
really, any parking is pretty good for Hollywood Studios. I mean, obviously, unless it gets really busy and you're way back in the back. But
Right.
You know, most of it's good at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Better there than Epcot.
I just, sure. Like I said, the regular transportation to there is not the best. Like, say, for instance, the most convenient bus stop, probably of all of them now, is probably Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
You think it's, well, Magic Kingdom's pretty convenient too, I guess, depending on which stop you have.
Magic Kingdom's not bad.
But even them, they're not as close as they once were because they redid those about 13 years ago or so.
There's also way more bus stops, so.
This is true.
But yeah, it's not. I like the Magic Kingdom one and Animal Kingdom one I always liked. I haven't used that one in forever, though, because they usually drive to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, I just decided to stay in a deluxe resort that's a Magic Kingdom resort. I decided to use Disney transportation. It wasn't that bad. It really wasn't.
It's not my favorite, but
it didn't really cost me that much time. Let's put it that way. Right. It could have. I think the timing that where I hit was probably pretty good too. So I probably factored into it. But yeah, overall, not bad, not that bad. If you're wanting to maximize your time, you definitely need to drive on your own. But I think one of the problems they have on property right now is way too many people are driving and it's just congesting things. I really do. I mean, I kind of wish they had a better option.
Well, and soon Western Way, if they're still doing that project, which I think they are, Western Way is going to soon be construction by...
Oh,
they're creating a flyover at Coronado, that intersection of Western Way, and so there won't be a traffic light there anymore, which that's a bottleneck sometimes. I think that project's supposed to start this year, but anyway.
So I'm coming to a close on this trip, leaving day.
Yeah.
We didn't have any park tickets, so we didn't go to any parks. We basically just got ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the lobby that morning, though, were characters, and just so happened my youngest one followed me down to go down to the car to get that, and she ended up getting her picture taken with both Donald and Pluto, because Donald and Pluto were in the lobby hanging out and having some shenanigans.
Thanks, buddy.
We did have that. That's kind of cool. I think that kind of stuff only really happens at a deluxe resort. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
So,
most likely, because
that's one perk, another perk, we'll say, of staying at a deluxe.
I would agree.
That morning, after I got everything packed up, we decided to do Whispering Canyon again, mostly because you can get the same menu all the way up until like dinner time, I think. I think their breakfast and lunch menu is basically the same food.
Ah.
So we were able to get a tie of 11-something, 11:20-ish. The problem, though, is for whatever reason, and don't get me wrong, there are certain meals that if it lasts an hour, you're okay with because it was like four courses or something. But Whispering Canyon is not one of those. It took a while to get the food. And then when we asked for, like, you know, because it's all you can eat, when we asked for refills or something, it took long enough that by the time they were bringing it out, my wife had already said, I don't want it now. And had she had actually gone with the kids to the bathroom right when they had brought it out or was taken in down there to the shop, I think. Was just ready for it to be over with at that point. So not the best experience. I will say this. I think the waiter, he didn't say anything. He may have picked up on it. And then again, I might be wrong. The bill before tip was only $80, which I think is a little bit short of what it normally would be because the previous time.
Sounds like it would be.
It cost us like $117. So I feel like he discounted something just because of that. I just couldn't tell from the bill what it was. I couldn't tell from just like looking at the receipt, right? I couldn't tell exactly what it was. I might go dig it up again and see, but I feel like he kind of, you know, felt like it was not the best experience and did that. But I still tipped him okay because none of it was his fault that what took place.
Well,
it was just the kitchen was slow. And, you know, Whispering Canyon has those fun little things where, you know, they still, I'm glad to see they just they throw the straws on your table and the napkins and stuff like that. And if you ask for ketchup or ask for sugar, you know, they have those little things they still do and make it a fun experience. The food there was good. I mean, it just took a while that morning. So, you know, every place has its moments. So I don't totally write one off, especially if it was a consistent problem, then obviously I would write it off. But one time does not a restaurant make, in my opinion.
No.
I still love Whispering Canyon. It's a good place.
Yeah.
And I really, what this stay at Wilderness Lodge was very enjoyable. It was really good. The room was pretty good. The size, this, you know, the way they make use of the space here, they probably do the best they can in comparison to some of the other deluxes. But if you're looking for the deluxe experience for a little bit less, it's really the place to be. A Magic Kingdom, as far as Magic Kingdom resorts go. You know.
Yeah.
If you're really wanting the best deluxe experience for the less money, it's Animal Kingdom Lodge still. But
yeah.
Wilderness Lodge is probably next.
Yeah. Saratoga is another one, though, that's good prior. It's just not near anything. Except Disney Springs.
Not stayed there yet, but I mean, I probably will. That's one of the ones I haven't stayed yet.
I think it's a really nice resort. Cheaper.
Awesome. You know, looking at the Poly Tower in person, it doesn't stick out as a sore thumb as bad as I originally criticized.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seeing it across the water there. A lot of this stuff, it makes a difference when you're actually there and can see it, right?
Yeah,
in aesthetically.
Person. Yeah. I think we did a great job of incorporating it in. It doesn't blend in perfectly with the original, but it kind of looks like Aulani light.
It's passable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the price points are ridiculous still, in my opinion, yeah, but, you know, it is what it is.
I wish I could still get, like, I don't know why I could find a room at Grand Floridian for $500 a night, but I can't at Polynesian, no matter what I do.
Polynesian has become the popular choice, I think, over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's something for it's reasons we've known for years, but now everybody else is caught up.
I love all the restaurants there. I love all the gift shops there. I love the atmosphere and all the places.
Well, it's almost like it feels like
bars,
like a second home, just because of how much time we spent there growing up. You know, right.
Yeah. When standing in that lobby is like, it just feels like a place that I know very well.
It's like no matter what changes they make, I could walk this property in my sleep. Right.
Right.
If you needed a tour guide for the Polynesian, then, you know, we could definitely cover that.
Right. Yeah. And even walking over to the new area was, it's still nice. They didn't cheapen it at all.
Yeah. You didn't go over there and say, like, this is where the luau used to be.
Well, it's probably sitting right on top of where it was. You know, it was probably at the Wailulu Cafe or Barn Grill or what.
It's funny with that. What I kind of do that in Runaway. I kind of like picture like what used to be there when it was the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm in certain areas and I know what used to be there, like because I've looked at a map on it about it, you know, and I'm like, God, this is the area where.
Because isn't the tornado the same room?
No, actually, the tornado's early on. So it's actually right around the place where the Western scene was. It was pretty close to it. It's not worthy.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I do, whenever I walk into the theater, obviously the theaters are turned a different way, but I remember the old queue where you watch the movie trailers, like Raiders and all that.
Oh, you know what? You just reminded me when we were talking about Runaway. I actually got to see the B-mode.
Oh, really?
Which I've seen on video before of, you know, Mickey and Minnie on the hot air balloon. When we went into that scene, it was the B mode. It was not functioning for whatever reason.
In the circus room?
Yes, in the circus room. It was the B mode because they were on the screen and not the live one. Not so, for whatever reason. But yeah, I mean, I caught a few of those type things, it seems like.
Mm.
Well, if you count that as B mode in Tiana's, that was just malfunctions.
Yeah, they need some of that CapEx to go into maintenance, which it looks like they're doing, obviously, with like Astro Grilling.
Yeah, just before we wrap this up, I did see the story where they actually increased the budget for this year,
right?
Like they expanded it by about $3 billion, was it?
Yeah,
I think
so.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, last year they spent about $5.4 billion. I think this year they're going to try to spend $8 billion. So
they basically announced a $3 billion increase. Yeah, so to about $8 billion in this year. So that's pretty significant.
We're not talking just Disney World here. This is parks, experiences, and all that. So that would include Cruise Line, Disneyland,
right?
Parks worldwide, right? So the $3 billion is not just Disney World. Obviously, it's But they'll get a chunk of it.
Right. Speaking of the cruise line, I think that's something I'm going to want to do before too much longer.
The cruise.
I really want to go on the Treasure.
Yeah. The Treasure excites me more than any of the others so far.
We were originally looking at doing the Wish before we did the plan this. And now that the Treasure's come out, I'm like,
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of when the Dream and Fantasy, that came out close together. But actually, I didn't know it at the time. But I went on the Fantasy first. And I actually went during its initial year. Again, all stuff at that time I didn't realize.
Right.
So I was on one of its inaugural sailings. The Dream I went on the next year. And they're very, very similar. The biggest difference, I think, on the Fantasy was that at that time, they may have changed it, was they had the Muppets in the Midship Detective Agency as an option. And their adult area was just, the layout was a little bit better. Including that bathroom I'd forgotten about that you would do. It would have been a great conversation for you. That Mexican one that you saw that Jason... That was in the Europa, I think, area of the... I was like, I had forgotten totally about it. I was like, I've actually used that bathroom.
Nice.
And yes, it was cool. Cool design. I think a lot of the bathrooms on the cruise ship are cool designs, though. So
there was one on the Dream that was pretty good, too.
Yeah. It's unique in some way, some of them.
Yeah, different.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that pretty much wraps up my trip there. It was enjoyable overall. I do have some issues with the current Lightning Lane, how it works. I'm sure I can, it's passable. I can make it work, but I just wish it was a little different.
You just got to go with what they give you, which it's never going to be a perfect system, but.
Well, the thing is, it used to be better. Every time they make a change, they make it somewhat worse. And then you get used to the stuff that you got to do with that. And then they change it again. That's the thing that irks me lately. So. Things I didn't like, I honestly don't like this, the 7 day and the 3 day, because I feel like that kind of like eats up inventory. I don't think they care though. One of the reasons they don't care is because they have the one where you skip the line the whole day in one park. They called it.
Premier
Lightning Lane. That was the one.
Premier Pass.
So they call it Premier Lightning Lane. So they have that. But even then, to me, the price for one ride on every ride at one park is still excessive, but I'm sure people are using it. So
yeah, for that, yeah, it's not worth that kind of price when you can pretty much do everything with the multi-pass. You just gotta work harder.
Yeah, I mean, if you just got excessive funds and you don't want to have to do it yourself, then sure, go right ahead.
Right, but for
most folks,
decent amount of work, you can do it without having to pay so much, like 10 times more, it feels like.
Yeah. I like the stacking. I wish they would find a way to do that again, if possible, and still manage to keep this.
Only three. I mean, you can try to stack three, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, you can't really stack those. That's what I'm saying. Stacking, to me, means just that, stacking. I can get them close together. I guess you could arrange the three. Yeah, I guess you could arrange the three that way, but...
Yeah. I mean, you just book three things, and then you show up, tap into the first one, and then just start modding everything. That's basically what I do.
What's the explanation, or what's the reasoning we can think of as to why Mine Train is still on individual?
Ugh, I know, it drives me nuts. Because they want money. They don't want to lose the money they're getting.
I think someone somewhere sees that they make a lot of money off of Mine Train, and as long as people continue that trend, they're going to keep it that way. Yeah. Same way with Rise. They have no reason to do anything different with Rise, because they got to be making like boatloads of money off Rise.
Oh, totally.
Got to be.
Yeah. You can recharge more than it's worth for that. But you know what? I hope they do with Astro Orbiter, because they're like completely like redoing it. I hope that they fix some of the queue for it and add Lightning Lane for that one, because I think that would be one that a lot of people would try to get. It would help.
Oh, I think that would probably be on their agenda, because they probably want to make Lightning Lane available to any attraction they possibly can.
Yeah. I'm surprised they hadn't done it already in some way for that one. Just get you right on the elevator or something with Lightning.
Not that it's needed, but how would you put Lightning Lane for, say, a People Mover?
I guess you just make a separate line that's shorter. I don't know.
But I mean, it would like never need anybody in it, truthfully. That wouldn't affect it. That would be like least affected queue by Lightning Lanes, because it's constantly moving.
Astro, though, could definitely use it.
That's another one. Because Spaceship Earth is constantly moving the way that it is.
Yeah.
I think Lightning Lane affects it less than it does some of the other attractions.
Yeah. I mean, as an omni-mover, it eats a lot of people, so.
Once upon a time, it took on more people than any other attraction, which I don't know if that's still the case.
Yeah, it can hold a lot. I mean, I can take a lot of people in there, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, once upon a time, it was the most visited, is what I'm saying, just because of the constant, like, the churning out of people getting on it, yeah. Right?
Right.
It was still a fun trip, even though we didn't get everything in that we wanted to do. It was a fun time. I really enjoyed Wilderness Lodge. I really think that it's a good option for the, if you're going to go deluxe, that's one of your good options.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on the Monorail Resort, but it's close enough that if you really want to ride the monorail, you could just hop over to the Contemporary and get on the monorail.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to take that little extra step. All right. So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise on shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. I know I got mine there. And we have a YouTube channel in which I'll probably add a couple of videos here recently. I have to really go through and see how good the footage is of some of this to actually, if it's worth putting out there, but there'll be at least something. And where can we find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com, and there's links to all that and more on the website.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip. You know, I think I've determined that my favorite place to stay for the money over there now is probably Animal Kingdom Lodge.
In general?
I mean, I know it's not that close to certain things, but if you decide to drive, it's not that bad. But as far as what you get, like the amenities you get and some of the food and stuff that's over there.
Yeah.
And you can get, say, a pool view room for less than $400.
Yeah.